my second time in Ireland in 2 years, and maybe the next time we could have the better half whose parents or grandparents came from here. So that would be nice. This is a chapter that if our brother Alan introduced the book, that Bishop Moule says, you know, there is a mist that comes to your eyes. Well, this is the chapter that brings it out. There is also a man that wrote a book. He said he lived 5 years in the book before he wrote the book. 2 Timothy lived in. Well, I'll tell you, he didn't live where Paul was. And perhaps I couldn't afford it, but if I were to take you all on a tour, and you would see that place that lives in infamy, that is desperate and dark and a dungeon. The Mamertine dungeon with just a hole above. I want young ones, this chapter I want to come alive because it's come alive to me and all of us. And if we took that tour there, it would be more than mist that would come to your eyes when you see just a small hole and then down below a crack in that rock where water was flowing. It was damp. It was a sepulcher. That's what our brother Turkington reminded me of at the home. So I would tell you, then if you were to take that walk outside the gate for 3 miles, you would see where he was beheaded, this faithful servant of Christ. Now the first thing I want to say, because I want to get right to the chapter, is that it does link with the previous chapter. There's a storm that's coming. It has a form of godliness. It denies the power thereof in this form. And in this form that's coming of 19 things, however you count them, I count 19, all these wicked things, Timothy is being told. He says, the apostle's heart is beating for this Timothy. He sends him a letter and he tells him, look now, the only way you're going to face this storm, and our brother Gilliland said something that struck me, it's not enough to hold the truth, because you can't hold something you don't have. So you have to have this form of sound. You have to have this outline. And then having this outline, then you could proceed to hold it. So Timothy says, look, here's the profitability of the Word of God in chapter 3, fourfold. He says, now make sure you grasp it, that the man of God, for the man of God in every instance in the Old Testament where they're found, is carrying a message. Now you've got to do something, Timothy, that the man of God might be truly furnished, perfectly fit. It's like the ship that's ready to take a trip, and every part of it has to be filled so it can make to the other side. So he says, in order for you to go through that storm of all these evils, you need to carry the Word of God. You hold it? Yes. But in this chapter that I'm in, you hold it there, but you herald it here. See? And that's the difference. It is precious. It is profitable in chapter 3. But understand this. You could fill your head with it. But this is to be preached. This which is profitable is to be heralded, to be preached. That's the important thing. If you can't hear me, do me a favor. Don't tell me afterwards. You'll spoil my raise your hand. Mr. Castle, just do this or something. Yeah, because I want to get it back there. These mics.